Step 4. Listening for comprehension. Listen to the speech carefully and write down the words and phrases you hear.
More Japanese companies should use English as their main language of business.
For many Japanese people, learning English is something they do at school and tend to forget after graduation. However, this approach might be inadequate for the business world of today. More and more large companies are requiring all employees to use English for meetings and email communication. If young Japanese people want to find secure jobs, English will have to become a part of their lives. There are many reasons for this change. First, the Japanese market is becoming smaller while overseas markets are growing. Because of this, Japanese companies need to expand overseas if they want to survive. Furthermore, 70% of Japan's economy depends on the service industry. This area of business depends on global markets and the use of English. Now, few Japanese workers are able to use English fluently enough to conduct business. This is why more companies are looking abroad for new employees. For example, 80% of Panasonic's new employees in 2011 and 2012 were foreigners. In other words, overseas expansion often means a multicultural workforce and strong knowledge of English. At Rakuten, the average employee's TOEIC score is 803. Not everyone agrees with this idea or support this sort of change. A 2010 study conducted by Mainichi Shimbun showed that 57% of Japanese people are against the use of English as an official language in the workplace, while 43% support it. The main reason against this move, away from Japanese towards English, is clear. It is very important in business to communicate information and ideas correctly and quickly. Because most people can do this well in their mother tongue, forcing them to use a foreign language can be quite unfair. However, we need to think differently about this problem. For one, it is entirely possible for people to learn how to use more than one language. Nowadays, the idea that we have one true language, our mother tongue, is somewhat outdated. More and more people interact with different cultures and use different languages. It is therefore possible to make Japanese companies places where many languages are used. However, making English the main language of business is necessary for Japanese companies if they want to remain competitive in today's global markets. Doing so will not necessarily affect knowledge of Japanese among the population. After all, Japanese people will continue using it in everyday life. However, more Japanese people will be able to move from one language to the other smoothly if English becomes the main language of business in most Japanese companies.